Section 6. Room 4. From the Romans to Humanism. Entering the second section dedicated to archaeology, on the right, we see a grand display dedicated to the Roman era. Here, materials from the areas of Paganiaga and Revere are exhibited along with artifacts discovered in the Po. There are several relics relating to the building. Some fine examples include the fragments of painted plaster with the famous Pompeian red. Among the pottery vessels are the jars and amphorae, some with engraved trademarks, and vessels used for long-distance transportation of oil, wine, garum, and other products. You can also admire fragments of cooking pots, as well as many kinds of fine table pottery. In some cases, these bear the names of the potter, or the trademark of a seal made in the impression of a miniature foot, a planta pedis. Among the many interesting artifacts, there is also a rare piece of glazed pottery produced in the provinces of the Near East, with techniques learned from the Chinese. The metamorphic rock grinder is also an example of trade during Roman times. Finally, a pair of Montefortino-style helmets, similar to those found in the Po in 2007, which, given the national importance of the find, were delivered to the Museum of Mantua in 2011. The two cases on the left house late medieval and Renaissance ceramics, as well as those from recent centuries. Among the most ancient relics is the famous and elegant Po Valley engraved pottery. In the finished products, we can observe the colors applied with brushes or dripping techniques, forming various decorations which are then vitrified at a high temperature in the furnace. These are natural colors obtained from mineral salts, iron oxides, yellow, copper, green, manganese, violet, and cobalt, blue. The receptacles were kept in the furnace, raised by tripods that usually left the imprints of three small tips in the most beautiful parts of plates and bowls. We can continue to the next room, which is in the form of a large hallway.